जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जय गिरिवर धारी जय गिरिवर धारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय ब्रज जनरंजन जय यमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस प्रियवराजगाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीमदभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराजगाचार्य श्रोत्र श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, entitled How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali, verse number 7. Shudra Yusham Nidamanga Martyanam Ritamichatam इहोपहूतो भगवान् मृत्युः शामित्र कर्मणि शुद्रायुषां नृणामङ्ग मर्त्यानामृतमिच्छताम् इहोपहूतो भगवान् मृत्युः शामित्र कर्मणि शुद्रायुषां नृणामङ्ग मर्त्यानामृतमिच्छताम् इहोपहूतो भगवान् मृत्योषामित्रकर्मणि Shudra, very small, Ayusham, of the duration of life, Nirnam, of the human beings, Anga, O Suta Goswami, Martyanam, of those who are sure to meet death, Ritam, eternal life, Ichchatam, of those who desire it, Iha, herein, Upahutaha, called for being present. Bhagavan, representing the Lord. Mrityuhu, the controller of death, Yamraj. Shamitra, suppressing. Karmani, performances. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O Suta Goswami, there are those amongst men who desire freedom from death and get eternal life. They escape the slaughtering process by calling the controller of death, Yamraj. Purport. The living entity, as he develops from lower animal life to higher human being and gradually to higher intelligence, becomes anxious to get free from the clutches of death. Modern scientists try to avoid death by physiochemical advancement of knowledge. But alas, the controller of death, Yamraj, is so cruel that he does not spare even the very life of the scientist himself. The scientist who puts forward the theory of stopping death by advancement of scientific knowledge becomes himself a victim of death when he is called by Yamraj. What to speak of stopping death? No one can enhance the short period of life's life even by a fraction of moment. The only hope of suspending the cruel slaughtering process of Yamraj is to call him to hear and chant the holy names of the Lord. Yamraj is a great devotee of the Lord and he likes to be invited to kirtans and sacrifices by the pure devotees who are constantly engaged in devotional service of the Lord. Thus the great sages headed by Shaunaka and others invited Yamraj to attend the sacrifices performed at Naimisharanya. This was good for those who did not want to die. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास सीकिंग ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल द डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन। So this is a very, very interesting section going on where the activities of Parikshit Maharaj are described. Shaunakadi Rishis, they ask Sut Goswami three things. Please tell us about the birth of Parikshit Maharaj. Tasya janma mahasharyam karmani cha grinihinaha nidhanam cha yathayvasit. The birth of Parikshit is glorious. The activities are wonderful. And death is also very amazing and glorious. So please tell us about all these. So in this chapter, the activities of Parikshit Maharaj is being described. So before asking further, Shaunakadi Rishis are encouraging Suta Goswami to speak about the activities of Parikshit Maharaj. And they are telling that we are not interested in all these sacrificial ceremonies now because we have done it for many years and only one thing has happened. Our faces has become black. Dhumra dhumratmanam bhavan. So therefore, in these verses, they are encouraging Sut Goswami to describe the process of devotional service. And in this verse, the sages are saying, by performing this sankirtan of holy names of the Lord and by discussing the glories of the devotees of the Lord, we will also cross this slaughtering process of death. Cruel Yamaraj. Of course, Yamaraj is a great devotee. He's a Mahajan. So in these verses, we can understand, in this section, we can understand the devotees of the Lord, their katha and Krishna katha, they are equally powerful. Vaishnava katha and Krishna katha. Shrutasya pumsam shuchira shramasya nanmanjasa suri bhiridit varathah tat tad gunano shravanam mukunda padar vindam hridayeshu yesham. So Vidura and Maitreya, they are discussing and Vidurji is telling to Maitreya, please describe the glories of Swayambhuva Manu because the glories of Vaishnavas, they are also equally powerful. Anybody who is endeavoring to hear from spiritual master should hear about the glories of the devotees from spiritual master because Padarvindam Hridayeshu Yesham, because they have Krishna in their heart. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj is being described here by Sut Goswami and Shaunak Rishi is saying, Shudrayusham, people of this world, they want freedom from death. Nobody can escape death, as sure as death, as they say. So there is a very wonderful saying, when death himself knocks the door, a billionaire also cannot bribe death. Most intelligent scholar cannot debate with death. Most beautiful lady cannot charm death by her beauty. So that's how death is. But in this verse, in this section, Shaunakadi Rishis are telling the secret of immortality. How we can escape the slaughtering process of Yamaraj. So everyone wants to become immortal. Although fear is the number one, you know, fear of death is the number one fear in this world. And everyone wants to be free from death because that is our eternal constitutional position. Sat, Chit, Ananda. Sat means eternal. We don't want to die. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that all these modern scientists, they are trying to avoid death by so many various means. In fact, there is a whole branch called as cryonics. they have stored so many of the dead bodies and they are giving the assurance to the relatives that we will bring them alive, back to life. And they have actually stored around 300-350 bodies in minus 250 degree temperature. And with all the pipes of oxygen, and they are trying to store, but as Prabhupada say, they are giving all post-dated checks. Nobody can come back to life. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityur, dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. So therefore some people think that if somebody is dying peacefully without any pain, that is success. One time Jagjivan Prabhupada disciple, he recalls that Prabhupada was walking in a morning walk one day and he stopped in front of a stool. Some animal had passed stool. So Prabhupada said, they think that dry stool is wet, better than wet stool. You know. Similarly, they say that dying a violent death is not good, but dying a quiet death is very good. But after all, death is death. Either you die a violent death or a quiet death, you have to leave the body. The pain remains the same. So therefore, there is only one way to escape the death, to avoid the pain of death. Because we have heard many times that the pain which a person experiences is equal to so many thousands of scorpions biting together. So the pain is is experienced by everyone. But why a person experiences that pain? Because he is attached to the body. The more a person is attached to the body, the more he'll experience the pain while he has to leave the body. And nobody has been successful to conquer death, starting from Hiranyakashipu, who planned so nicely, asking so many benedictions from Brahmaji, but he could not do so. So this verse very clearly describes the secret of immortality. One time Ravana, this is a very famous story, Narad Muni came and he was telling about the glories of Lord Ram, and Ravana became very angry that you are speaking about Lord Ram in front of me. He took out his sword and he was about to kill him, and he slashed the body of Narad Muni, but nothing happened to Narad Muni. He was still all well. So Ravana was surprised. So he asked, I want this body which you have. So he said, well, if you want such type of body, you have to chant the names of Lord Ram. He said, no, it is not possible. So people of this world, they want immortality, but in their own way. But that is not possible. But devotees, they very nicely and very easily conquer death. Ayura harati vai pumsa mudyam astanjayan nasau tasyarteya shanau nita uttama shloka vartaya. With every rising and setting of the sun, the life of a materialist or a person engaged in sense gratification, it is decreasing. But a devotee, he is coming close to eternal life. Uttama shloka vartaya, because he is always engaging in discussing the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, which are always fresh, which can give life. Because that is the only thing which can give life. Yasya khilami vahabi sumangalai vacho vimishra guna karma janma bhi prananti shumbhanti punanti vai jagat yastad virakta shavashobhanamati. So, yasya akhila amiva habi, all the sins of this world can be eradicated. Vacho vimishra, if we speak the words which are full of guna, karma, janma of the Lord. Because these things, they give prana, they give life. They can make one immortal. Prananti, shumbhanti, they create auspiciousness. Punanti, they create. Prananti, shumbhanti, punanti, vajag, they animate the world. Otherwise, all of this world is just decoration of dead body. So devotees of the Lord, they very easily, they can cross this. They can become immortal. Tamal Krishna Maharaj writes in his diary about the last few months of Prabhupada. So in October 9, 1977, so Prabhupada, he is now of the mood that I want to leave this world. Enough of this. Because I can't survive in this body. I cannot do anything. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, you know, he was just trying to convince Prabhupada. And after some time he said, Prabhupada, I'll just come after 15 minutes. So I have to go for a discussion. So Prabhupada said, for a discussion, you all want me to survive, but I don't want to live. I have already done everything. And in this body, I cannot move also. I want to leave this body. And after a long pause, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, everything is in hands of Krishna, right? And Prabhupada said, Krishna wants me to do as I like. The choice is mine. Krishna has given me full freedom. So Brahmanand Prabhu, that time Brahmanand Maharaj, he says, Prabhupada, it doesn't matter whether you live or die. You'll always be with Krishna and this movement will go on for eternity. So Prabhupada, when he heard this, he said, well, if Brahmananda has assured me that this movement will go on, then let me die. So Maharaj started feeling very sad. Oh, because I said that, you know, Prabhupada is saying he wants to leave. So Prabhupada, he was really thinking of leaving this body. And then, you know, all the devotees, they were thinking, well, we should encourage Prabhupada to live, because that's what they were doing for the last few months. They were encouraging Prabhupada to eat something, because he was not eating anything, he was not taking any fluid also. So they all came together and told Kirtanand Maharaj that you have to convince Prabhupada to live. That we need Prabhupada, we need you. And if you survive, you will write Bhagavatam, you will complete Bhagavatam. And we have to do so much of the preaching. So everybody told Kirtanand Maharaj that you please go and tell Prabhupada. So it was in the afternoon, 3:30 p.m. and Kirtanand Maharaj, he entered the room and he bent over to speak to Prabhupada, but seeing Prabhupada, he had tears in his eyes and he could not speak anything. So Prabhupada, he was not even able to open his eyes. With his arms, he just raised his arm asking, who is he? So somebody said, Kirtanananda. So Prabhupada said, oh, what do you want? So Kirtanand Maharaj started explaining that, oh, Prabhupada, we have discussed and we want that you all please live, because without you, we cannot continue this mission. Prabhupada was very casual, because it is a question of life and death. Anybody would be very serious. But Prabhupada's expression and Prabhupada's reaction was really a very casual response. Prabhupada said, well, this is your joint opinion. This is all you have discussed. So devotees started explaining, yes, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was just saying, And then after, you know, hearing so many times, he just closed his eyes and began to yawn. And while yawning, he said, all right, you know. So devotees, they thought, well, it is the most casual decision on life taken ever, you know. Well, you all want to live? You want me to live? Okay, well, I'll live. So that is how a devotee is. He never cares about whether he lives or dies, because he is always with Krishna. He knows while living I am serving Krishna, and after I die, I will go and serve Krishna. So that's how devotees, they have no confusion. Na uttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat kathamritam syat sambhramantra kalepi smaratam tat padambujam. So devotees, they never have any confusions about life. Should I live or should I die? They leave that to Krishna. They are just engaged in chanting and speaking the glories of the Lord. And Prabhupada himself showed this. Till the last moment of his life, he was very clearly translating. He was speaking the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam without any confusion. Nauttama shloka varta nam jushatam. Those who are, jushatam means those who are engaged in uttam shloka varta, na syat sambhrama. They never have any confusions about things of the world, whether I live or whether I'll die. They are very, very clear about it. They are always sure that whether I live or die, I'll be with Krishna always. So therefore, devotees, they take shelter of the Lord and they take shelter of other devotees, and that's how they can easily conquer death. Jnana avalambaka kechit kechit karma avalambaka vayam tu haridasanam padatrana avalambaka. Some people, they take shelter of jnana. Some people, they take shelter of yoga. Some people take shelter of karma. But devotees, they take shelter of the padatrana. Padatrana means slippers. Footwear of the devotees, they take the slippers on their head, devotee slippers on their head. That's how they are always safe. So that's how devotees, they have no confusions, no fear, because they are themselves calling Yamraj, and Yamraj is a great devotee. And Yamraj tells a secret when, in the case of Ajamil, when Yamdutas, they get defeated by Vishnu Dutas and they come back and they are complaining, Katihi Shanti Shastraro Jiva Lokasya Vai Prabho, we thought you are the only controller. How many controllers are there? Aap se bhi upar koi hai kya? So Yamraj tells, gets the opportunity to speak Bhagavatam in midst of all these Yamdutas. So he says, oh my sons, I'll tell you whom to bring. Don't bring everyone, because these devotees, they are, you know, for you, they are very dangerous. Don't go near them. Te deva siddha parigita pavitra gatha ye sadhavo samadrisho bhagavat prapanna tano pasidat hare gadaya bhigupta te sham vayam nachavaya prabhava madande. Devotees of the Lord, they are glorified by devatas, siddhas. They are always chanting the glories of the devotees. Pavitra gatha ye sadhavo, they are sadhus. Samadrisho, they have equal vision. Bhagavat prapanna, they are surrendered to the Lord. Therefore, Krishna personally protects them with the gada in his hand. Gadaya bhigupta, and we have no control over devotees. Tesham vayam nachavaya prabhavam dande. We cannot punish these devotees, they are beyond our jurisdiction. So that's how Yamraj always, you know, tells Yamdutas, please don't go near devotees. And in the seventh canto, there is a beautiful description comes when Hiranyaksha is killed by Varahadeva, and Hiranyakashipu is trying to pacify the mother and the wives of Hiranyaksha. He tells the story of a king, Suyagya. And in that he tells that Suyagya, he died on the battlefield and all the wives were crying, beating their chest. Yamraj felt so very compassion, and he came as a small boy trying to pacify them, because they were not allowing even the body of this king to be burnt. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur raises a question. Well, why Yamraj came himself? Why Yamdutas didn't come? Generally Yamdutas come. So he gives two reasons. He says, whenever a very, very pious soul leaves this world, to show respect to that soul, Yamraj himself comes. And why Yamdutas didn't come, the second reason he says is, Yamdutas had a previous experience, because in those ladies there were few devotees. So Yamdutas were thinking, last time bach gaye the, you know, we went to take Ajamil and we somehow survived. This time if we go, you know, this time we may get beaten. So that's why they're not going, they were fearful. So Yamraj himself went. So therefore, devotees, they can very easily escape this process of death. Whether we remember devotees of the Lord or Lord himself, it has same effect at the time of death. So Jai Gaurang Prabhu, one of the Prabhupada disciples, he recalls that one lady, she asks Prabhupada, what if we have heard that at the time of death we have to remember Krishna, Yantakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. What if we remember you at the time of death? Will it have the same effect? So Prabhupada paused for some time, closed his eyes, contemplated, and then opened his eyes and said, well, that's all right, it'll have the same effect. So that's how the glories of the devotees of the Lord are. That's how the Lord is. He empowers devotees equally. So path of Krishna consciousness is the safest path, where there is no fear of being slaughtered by Yamraj. And it is such a wonderful process. In every walk of our life, we are protected if we take to the process of Krishna consciousness seriously. In the fourth canto, there is a description when Dhruva, he got darshan of the Lord. And he prophesies that in the future your brother will be killed by yakshas and your stepmother will also die in the forest fire. So Dhruva, he became the king, and as predicted by the Lord, One day he came to know that his brother had gone to a forest for, on a hunting excursion, and he was killed by Yaksha. He became very angry, and alone he, you know, charged to attack the city of Alkapuri on the chariot. Only one chariot driver and Dhruva. So it is described very wonderfully, the fight between Dhruva and Yakshas. It is a very amazing fight. Lots of wonderful lessons are given by Acharya Srila Prabhupada. And that whole pastime shows the power of devotional service and the power of devotees' association. So Dhruva, he became very angry. He started attacking the Yakshas. And as he attacked the city of Alkapuri, all these Yakshas, they came out and started showering arrows. So Dhruva, single-handedly, he was fighting 13,600 Yakshas. That's how many they were. So, yeah, sorry, 1,30,000 Yakshas. So 1,30,000 Yakshas, they single-handedly, they were attacking. They all were attacking Dhruva simultaneously. So, and all of them, they were shooting six arrows. So that means how many arrows? 7,80,000 arrows were coming on Dhruva simultaneously. So Dhruva, it seemed that Dhruva was like a mountain which was covered by the rains. These arrows were like rains. But Chakravarti Thakur writes that, well, when mountain is showered by rains, what happens to the mountains? Mountains get cleansed off. So therefore, when Dhruva, he saw so many arrows coming towards him, he gave up all the lethargy and incompetence he had, and he started fighting very, very fiercely. And as he started fighting, you know, all these arrows, they looked like covering Dhruva, and the sun of Dhruva, it seemed that it was setting in the ocean of Yakshas. But Chakravarti Thakur writes that, well, you know, the sun never sets, right? It just gets away from our vision. So it seemed that Dhruva is getting, you know, overpowered by Yakshas, but the devotee, he never gets defeated in any condition of life. Prabhupada writes, Srila Rupa Goswami says that not only a devotee is well protected by the Supreme Lord, but all the devotees are anxious for his security and safety. So what happened when all these Yakshas, they started attacking Dhruva? The Siddhas, the great sages, they started praying to the Lord that, O Lord, please protect Dhruva. So that's how devotees, they are always safe. In the path of Krishna consciousness, we are not alone. It is not that Krishna has just told us, you go and fight with Maya and you are alone. We have entire backing of our parampara. Just imagine if we could see Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur standing right beside us, telling us, beta tu aage bad. We are there. You know, don't worry. Etam sastaya paratmanishtha adhyasitam purvatamai maharshibhi aham tarishyami duranta param tamo mukundangri nisheva yeva. That is a faith our devotee has. Etamsa asthaya Avanti Brahman is saying, I have that faith. Because I am traversing the path which is laid by the previous acharyas, purvatamai maharshibhi aham tarishyami. For sure, I will cross this deep, dark material existence. Aham tarishyami duranta param tamo. I'll cross this thick, dark ignorance of material existence, because I have taken shelter of the devotees, I have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore Dhruva, he had that faith, and all the devotees, they were encouraging Dhruva, they were praying to the Lord, please protect this great devotee of yours. So therefore Prabhupada writes, Chakravarti Thakur writes that, oh, the sun never sets. And all these arrows, they were like weapons of Maya. You know, all every day, every second, we are tormented by so many weapons of Maya, which covers the soul. But the soul never loses its true glory. The true glory of a soul is to be a servant of the Lord. भुक्त भोगा परित्यक्ता दृष्ट दोषा च नित्य सह न ईश्वरस्याशुभम धत्ते स्वे महिम्नि स्थितस्य च. As soon as the living entity understands that sense gratification of this world is miserable, bhukta bhoga parityakta, and he gives up the sense gratification because drishta dosha, he sees the fault. He sees the fault that if I'll enjoy, I'll suffer. All the pleasures of this world, they are pregnant with misery. You know, dukkha yonaya evate. As soon as a devotee realizes that, and he understands that I cannot control this world. Na ishvarasya ashubham. There is no possibility of being the controller of this world. Then he becomes situated in his true glory. Sve mahimni sthitasya cha. The true glory of a soul is jivera swarupa hoye krishnera nityadas. That's how he gets situated in his true glory. So as the Dhruva was covered by the arrows of Yakshas. Yakshas, they were temporarily thinking that we have become victorious. But very soon they saw the chariot of Dhruva again emerging. And it is said that just like the sun emerges out of the fog, in front of the sun, what is fog? It is insignificant. So Dhruva emerged out of this fog of Yakshas' arrows, just like the sun comes out of the fog of, you know, winter, without any, you know, difficulty, without any extra endeavor. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunvanti karsena niharam iha bhaskara. Just like the sun dispels all the fog, similarly the process of devotional service dispels all the covering of illusion which a living entity has in his heart. That is only possible by the process of devotional service. Nothing else can destroy the illusions of the world because it is so very thick. So Dhruva very easily dispels and scatters all these arrows just like wind scatters the clouds. Every, you know, verse, there is one very wonderful analogy given. And then Dhruva started shooting arrows. And so fiercely he shot arrows that all the yakshas, they started running away. Now, Dhruva, he's very, very intelligent. A devotee, a practicing sadhaka, he should be very, very intelligent because, you know, Dhruva, seeing the reaction of Dhruva, when he sees all the yakshas running away, what is his thought process? He's not thinking, now I have won over these yakshas. He's telling to his chariot driver, no one knows the plans of these mystic yakshas. So therefore, you know, we have to be really careful. We should never ever trust our mind and our anarthas that, oh, now we have won over. We have not experienced lust since last 1 month. I think we have won over lust. No anger, no greed. No, they have not gone. They are just hiding, preparing to attack in a better way. So therefore, a devotee is always intelligent. He didn't. When yakshas were running away, Dhruva didn't go behind them to attack them because it is not proper according to the codes of war. Mattam, pramattam, unmattam, suptam, balam, striyam, jadam, prapannam, viratham, bhitam, na ripu, hantu, dharmavrit. A person who is fighting according to the codes of dharma, he doesn't kill an enemy at his back, he doesn't attack. He doesn't kill a person who is sleeping. So therefore, Dhruva, he didn't go behind all these yakshas. He was just waiting for them to come back. So therefore, in our fight with our anarthas and with Maya, sometimes it seems that we are winning over, but we have to be really careful. Otherwise, if we are, you know, as they say, nazar hati, durghatna ghati, you know, if we are not careful on the path of devotional service, it is Shurasya dhara nishita duratyaya durgam patastat kavayo vadanti. All the great sages and intelligent people have said that this path of devotional service or spiritual life is very, very, you know, risky in one sense, because if we are not careful, we'll cut ourselves, we'll fall down, because Maya Devi is always alert. She knows our faults, our mistakes, our you know, whatever wrong we can do, she knows much more than we know about ourselves. So therefore, Dhruva, as he was contemplating, he sees a storm of dust rising. And he understood that now these are yakshas they are attacking. And in few moments, he sees from the sky the rains of pus, blood, mucus, urine, stool, bones of the animals falling. He sees arrows, javelins, clubs falling. He sees big, big animals, lions, elephants attacking, coming towards him. It is all illusion created by yakshas. So now, however powerful one may be, when Maya attacks, one gets really bewildered. So Dhruva, as he is seeing all these yakshas attacking, he is really getting, it is all illusion, but he gets really bewildered for a few moments. So Maya also creates the clouds of anarthas. As we are practicing this path of Krishna consciousness, sometimes some days are very, very nice, happy. Now we are not troubled by anarthas. We are able to focus on chanting. We are able to read Bhagavatam. We are able to do services in right consciousness. But sometimes, suddenly, all these clouds of illusions, they come up. It is said that mind should never be allowed to wander. We should never ever trust the mind. Just like a person, a hunter who captures an animal and he is always vigilant. If he is not vigilant, the animal can escape at any time. So therefore, our devotee, a practicing sadhaka, should be always ever attentive to, you know, control the mind. So Dhruva, as he is getting bewildered now, what happens next is a very, very interesting thing. He didn't call for any help. He didn't call any other devotee to help him. On their own, all the great sages and the devotees, they came to help Dhruva. That is how a devotee community is. Devotee community is always eager to help every sadhaka. So all these sages, they came and they start telling Dhruva, Dhruva, please remember the names of the Lord. Autanapada Bhagavam Stavasaranga Dhanava Deva Shinotyavanatarti Haro Vibakshan Yannamadhe Abhidhaya Nishamyachadha Loko Anjasa Dustarati Loko Anjasatarati Dustaramanga Mrityum. So all these sages, they are saying, O Uttanapada, son of Uttanapada, Dhruva, please take shelter of Sarangadhanava. Sarangadhanava is Supreme Lord who has Saranga bow in his hand. Because the Supreme Lord is only interested in protecting his devotees. That is his only job description in this material world. He is always eager to protect his devotees. Avanata Arati Haro. He protects the devotees, he removes all the distresses of his devotees. Then they say a very, very wonderful thing. Yannamadhe abhidhaya nishamya chadha loko anjasatarati. Oh Dhruva, the names of the Lord can take one across this ocean of material existence. So what is the difficult thing for the holy name to deliver you from this mystic illusion which is created by yakshas? It is not at all difficult. So please chant the names of Lord Narayan. Please chant the names of Krishna. Loko anjasa tarati dustaram anga mrityum. So that's how all these sages, they make Dhruva remember. So many times we know the philosophy, we know the process, but when we are in the difficult situation, we may get confused and bewildered. What to do now? So we should always have some devotees around us at whatever level we are, however senior, however advanced we are. We should always have someone who can tell us, oh Prabhu, now it is going too much. Please control. Please come back. Now you are missing this thing. Now you are not doing this in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if we are just creating a wall around ourselves saying that nobody can give me any feedback, I am beyond all feedbacks, it is a very, very scary situation. So therefore, although Dhruva, who is Dhruva? He has personally seen the Lord. He is blessed by the Lord. And he has offered prayers by to the Lord. And Lord has given him all the assurance, you will always be protected. So Dhruva, when he heard all these sages, he didn't tell, I am a pure devotee of the Lord, you know. I have got darshan of the Lord. So what are you telling me? He very humbly accepted the, you know, advice of all these sages. And he remembered Narayana. So it is described that he invoked a Narayana Astra. And Prabhupada in the purport, he writes, you know, as we can understand and expect what Prabhupada would write when there is a word Narayana Astra. He says, there is a Sangopanga Astra in this material world, in this Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the Astra of holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that is the Astra which we have, which is given by the Supreme Lord, which is given by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he had come to give this holy name. You know, that holy name, that treasure which was kept hidden. You know, Se pancha tattva mili prithvi asiya, purve prema bhandarera mudra ughadiya. Pache mili lute prema koreya swadan, yata yata piye trishna bade anukshan. So they are themselves tasting and they are giving us the chance to taste this nectar of holy names, which was kept hidden. It was not given in Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. It is given in Kali Yuga. To the people of Kali Yuga who have so many qualifications, Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Upadrita, unko de diye, you know. The highest is given to the lowest. So therefore we are so fortunate that we are receiving such a wonderful gift. You know, Hari Hari Vipale Janama Guainu Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Nam Bhajiya Janiya Shunya Vishakhainu. So if we don't take this process, which can help us overcome the slaughtering process, that is the only way by which we can overcome the process of death, overcome the, you know, illusions which are created in this material world. If we are not taking shelter of that, then there is a very, very unfortunate situation. Ashcharyam etadhi manushya loke sudham parityajya vishampi banti namani narayana gocharani tyatvanya vacha kuhaka patanti. So it is so very easily available. We don't have to endeavor to get a copy of Bhagavatam. It was a rare commodity in the previous times. Srinivas Acharya had to struggle so much to get a copy of Bhagavatam and to understand Bhagavatam. We have this wonderful opportunity that we can just come and sit, nothing to do, and we'll hear Bhagavatam. But if we are not taking to the process which is given to us so very easily, Sudham Parityajya Vishampi Banti, it is like giving up nectar and drinking poison. Namani Narayana Gocharani, all the wonderful name, form, pastimes of the Lord, they are like nectar. If you are not taking shelter of that, and if you are taking shelter of the Kuhaka Pathanti, Kuhaka means all the other literatures of the world, they are pilgrimage for crows. It is like drinking poison. So therefore, our fortune is such that we have got this process of spiritual life. We have got this process of devotional service. We have got a chance to get connected to a bona fide parampara. And we have gotten a chance to love Krishna, which is so very rare. We have appeared in the times where Mahaprabhu has come just 500 years back. Krishna has come himself 5000 years back. It is not so easy. Once in a day of Brahma, Krishna comes. So that's how we have been given so very wonderful things and wonderful opportunity to practice Krishna consciousness. And we can for sure conquer this slaughtering process of Yamaraj. So Prabhupada writes, what to speak of stopping death, nobody can even extend 1 second of his life. But the devotees, they know the secret, how we can just overcome this process of death. The more we chant the names of the Lord sincerely, the more we read Bhagavatam, the more we take association of devotees, we can for sure cross this ocean of material existence. And after this story, it continues that, so when Dhruva continues shooting arrows and starts killing all the yakshas indiscriminately, Swayambhu Manu, he gets a little, you know, disturbed. So he comes and he tells Dhruva, "Oh Dhruva, now you are going overboard. Please stop killing all these yakshas. Just for the fault of one yaksha, you are destroying the entire race." So Dhruva also heard and accepted the advice and he stopped killing. So as he stopped killing Kubera, he became very happy because he is the leader of the yakshas. And he comes and he gives benediction to Dhruva. "Oh Dhruva, please ask. So who is Kubera? He is the most rich person. He is a treasurer. He can give any wealth, any prosperity. So if such a blank check is given to all of us, you know, we will be writing how many one ke baad kitna zero lagana hai, you know." But what was the thought process of Dhruva? "Saraja raje navaraya chodito Dhruvo mahabhagavato mahamati harau savavre chalitam smritim yayo taratyayatnena duratyayam tamaha." Saraja raje navaraya chodito, when Kubera, he came and offered benediction, Dhruva is mahabhagavat and mahamati. Devotee is very intelligent. What to ask? What benedictions to ask? Devotees know. They don't ask for the benedictions of this world, which are very temporary. Dhruvo mahabhagavato and mahamati. So what did he ask? Harau savavre achalitam smriti. Please give me undeterred remembrance of the Supreme Lord. Because if I get this, naturally I'll cross this ocean of material existence. Tarati ayatnena, uske liye kuch mehnat karna hi nahi padega. Ayatnena duratyam tamaha. I'll surely cross this slaughtering process of death. So Dhruva is very, very clear about it. So that's what we have to learn and that's what we have to apply in our lives. So that's how this wonderful section describes the glories of hearing about the devotees, glories of hearing the pastimes of the Lord. And next verse is also very amazing, where it is said that, "Aho nirloke piyeta," please drink this nectar of Harikatha, which is available. So with this, I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.